KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:23, sunshine 44 degrees on our way to a 57-degree day today. We're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment on this Thursday morning by Emporia Arts Council Director Don Young, and also from the Granada Theater, the event manager for both the Davis Theater and the Granada Theater. We're joined also by Cody Lacey here this morning. Don, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, Cody, and how are you? Nice to have you here.
Great.
Well, thank you both for being here. Well, Don, how are things at the Art Center? Sounds like you're busy still, huh?
We are busy. We just got off the weekend with a sold-out jazz concert in our beautiful Davis Theater, provided by Janice Borla and friends, and it was a magnificent evening, and we're getting ready to have a magic show coming tomorrow.
Well, let's talk a little magic here. Don, what you got coming in?
Sure. We've got the magic of Bill Blagg coming. He's actually going to do two shows. We're going to kick it off today with the Science of Magic for some various school districts around Emporia, and it's called the Science of Magic. And it's teaching students that magic's all about science, and I think he's even going to make one of the teachers disappear. So I think the students will have a great time this afternoon. And then tomorrow he is going to kick off his family magic, fun for the whole family. That show begins at 7 o'clock at the theater. And Bill is one of the nation's top touring illusionists. So you'll see like a never-before-seen illusion with a rideable hoverboard. He is known for instantly teleporting across theaters. So there's a lot of fun things in store for everyone that attends the magic show tomorrow.
Teleporting through the Granada. Cody, you going to be able to house that?
You betcha. Hopefully we can keep them indoors.
All right. Well, that should be a lot of fun. And, yeah, tell you what, magic, very attractive and very popular. So going to be a great show. Nice he's doing that for the kids here in town today, and going to be a big performance tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Granada Theater. Don, active as always. What are the things you got going on at the Arts Council?
Sure. So about 2 weeks after tomorrow, we have Uptown coming in. And so this group is three young men performing R&B hits, and they'll be performing anything from Stevie Wonder, The Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Earth, Wind, and Fire. So they will be a lot of fun. And that show will be Saturday, March 7th. And then 2 weeks after that, we have another show called The Remotes coming. They are a band out of California. They're a very unique band. So this is a 10-piece orchestra that performs renditions of themes from Brady Bunch, The Big Bang Theory, and pretty much everything in between. And the show actually hosts live interactive games, offering the audience a chance to participate. So we've got three wonderful shows just coming here back-to-back, so we're going to be really busy here in the next month and a half.
Yeah, at the Granada, indeed. You mentioned the Davis Theater, too, and you talk about the Granada and what a venue it is, you know, for concerts, weddings, business meetings, community gatherings. So, Cody, sounds like you've been pretty busy at the Granada.
Yes, we've been hosting a lot of events through December all the way through the early spring here as we come up. Like Don mentioned, we've got a lot of performances coming up, and we do a lot of third-party rentals that allow people to come in and experience the historic Granada Theater for their special events and occasions. So we have certainly been busy.
And that sounds like the case, too, at the Davis Theater. That really is a unique venue, isn't it?
It is. It is. Here, not just a couple of years ago, it was fully remodeled and renovated. It's state-of-the-art. It can accommodate live performances as well as receptions and other events. So really a great space that the community came together and thoughtfully remodeled and restored to be able to be used by the public.
Yeah, it really is. Really is super. Cody Lacey, he's the event manager for both the Granada Theater and the Davis Theater. He will guide you through your booking process, so pretty easy to get things booked. You'll help us out there, Cody?
Absolutely. You can call the Emporia Arts Council at any time. They can direct you straight to me. They're all very accommodating as well. So we would love to help anybody and everybody in Emporia and the surrounding area with any of their event needs.
So, Don, anything new and active in the art class and Trustler Gallery fronts at the Art Center?
Yeah, so we have a beautiful show right now by Angie Pickman, and then we have art classes starting up for our winter, and then our spring art classes will be coming out here next week. So be looking for that. We've got lots of different activities for the kids to do during spring break. So if mom and dad are trying to find ways to keep them engaged, we've got some classes for them.
You can take care of it. Yeah, always something going on, unique and exciting and educational and fun at the Emporia Arts Center. Well, Don, always good to talk to you.
Wonderful to talk to you guys. Thank you.
Talk to you later, Don Young, Director of the Emporia Arts Council, and Cody Lacey, Event Manager of the Granada Theater and Davis Theater. Cody, have a good day.
Thank you.
Good to talk
you
to
too.
You. Yeah, nice to have the Emporia Arts Center on with us here this morning. It is 8:30, 44 degrees. Good morning.
This Winter Olympics update on KVOE brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number. And Planet Sub, from gold medals to great meals, Planet Sub, 2715 Candlewood Drive.
Westwood One Sports presents this special update on the 2026 Winter Games. It's been remarkable what the U.S. women's hockey team has done in its first six games. Six wins by a combined 31-1, five straight shutouts, one game left for Taylor Heise and Team USA.
It's the gold medal game. Everyone's going to show up. And if they don't, they're not meant to be there. And I think when we focus on what we can do, we're so good. And I think focusing on what we've done in the past, obviously I'm remiss to say we've done great and we've had great success. You want to take that confidence and motivation, but you want to move.